Of 175 members of Governor-elect Charlie Baker's transition committee, not one is from Berkshire, Franklin, or Hampshire counties. Seven members are from Hamden County, home to Springfield and more people than the three others combined. Hamden, Franklin, and Hampshire are equidistant from Boston. With Democratic Governor Deval Patrick not seeking a third term, Baker, a Republican, defeated Democratic Attorney General Martha Coakley, a Berkshire native, in a tight race. The majority of Berkshire, Franklin, and Hampshire counties backed Coakley. Baker took Hamden. Democratic State Representative Smitty Pignatelli of the 4th Berkshire District says the transition team's geographical makeup is disappointing, but he's not making too big of a deal out of it.
Although it is a red flag that needs to go up, I'd be more interested to see somebody from Western Massachusetts in the governor's cabinet or in a nice secretarial or commissioner position. I'm more worried about those kind of issues than I am a transition team, which is very short-lived. They may meet once or twice over the next few weeks. So let's not get too excited about that. But when the cabinet is all established and Western Mass is still excluded, then we have an issue.
State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier, a Democrat from Pittsfield, says she is concerned about the lack of representation on the team, which is divided into schools, community, health, better government, and economic subsets.
If there's no one on the transition team from Berkshire County, then what does that mean as far as hiring people from Berkshire County or other parts of Western Mass in the new governor's team? And having that perspective. If we don't have the perspective at the outset, it's going to be really hard to get that perspective, the needs of Western Mass, and what I mean true Western Mass, into the governor's agenda and his priorities.
Democratic State Senator Ben Downing, who represents 52 communities across the four western counties, gives Baker credit for placing Democrats in cabinet posts so far, but hopes that olive branch is extended geographically as well.
And when you think about those three counties that were left out, you have a lot of institutions that can be a part of making Massachusetts everything we all want it to be. You know, whether that's, you know, UMass in Hampshire County, whether that's MCLA and BCC, Williams College, all the different arts organizations and institutions. I think it's a missed opportunity in the sense that there are a lot of people that can be a part of a lot of positive things that candidate Baker talked about in the campaign. So, again, I'm hopeful it's just a blip on the radar. And that we can all work together towards our broadly shared goals.
Baker Communications Director Tim Buckley says election results had nothing to do with choosing the team. He adds they aren't the only people Baker is meeting with, specifically mentioning former North Adams Mayor and Democrat John Barrett as someone the governor-elect has been in touch with.
The governor-elect is serious when he says that he wants to bring the same success seen in and around some parts of Boston to every region of the Commonwealth. He has proposed very specific proposals for increasing economic activity in different parts of the Commonwealth. He spent a lot of time in urban areas, and he spent a lot of time in areas that, Republicans didn't generally campaign in previously. So, once again, the folks in Western Massachusetts can expect nothing less once he takes office.
With a home in the Berkshire town of Richmond, Governor Patrick has received praise throughout his 8 years for including Western Massachusetts in his agenda and for being physically present in the region. While at Mass Mocha in mid-November, Patrick said any advice he has for Baker is between him and the governor-elect, but did offer this note.
The people of the Commonwealth, every region of the Commonwealth, deserve to have their governor and their state government pay attention to them and invest equitably and to encourage good things and economic expansion in every corner of the Commonwealth. That's what I've tried to be about. And I hope that the governor-elect and his team will be about that as well.
Downing, Pignatelli, and Farley Bouvier have not met with Governor-elect Baker since Election Day. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.